This month, former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman agreed to surrender his law license for 3 years after an investigation found he'd violated professional ethics rules. The charges against him stem from his work for the Republican legislature investigating the 2020 election. Tom Kircher of Wisconsin Watch has profiled Gableman in a new piece out today. The story traces Gableman's rise in conservative legal circles and shows how his work defending President Trump's false claims about the 2020 election led to the consequences Gableman faces now. Tom, let's start with this news that Gableman has agreed to give up his law license. How did the investigation against him come about, and what did he agree to?
So Justice Gableman, former Justice Gableman, was hired by the State Assembly and the Speaker, Robin Voss, to investigate the 2020 election in Wisconsin. And he spent about 2 years on that, and his investigation was widely discredited. What led to the current disciplinary case, though, was more specific to his own conduct in the investigation, destroying records along the way, and during appearances in court, stating falsehoods and making insults to the judge and other attorneys in the case. So what he has agreed to is to give up his law license for 3 years as a punishment.
Gableman was elected to the Wisconsin Supreme Court in 2008. That race was, at that time, one of the most expensive and most contentious Wisconsin had seen for a Supreme Court seat. How has that race turned out to be a sign of things to come?
It really was. You know, in 2008 and the years leading up to it, judicial elections tended to be comparatively sleepy and more judicial in demeanor, if you will. But with the 2008 election, things started to change. There was much more money poured into that campaign by outside groups, and the attack ads got much sharper.
Now, he could have run for re-election in 2018, but you point to a previously unreported incident at the 2016 Republican National Convention involving Gableman and members of Wisconsin's congressional delegation. What happened?
So Justice Gableman, while still on the Supreme Court, attended the Republican National Convention in 2016, and one evening caused some disturbances. He attended receptions of Wisconsin Republicans in the convention hall. According to people we talked to, appeared to be intoxicated and had to be escorted out by fellow Republicans out of two receptions and eventually taken back to his hotel. He lost support among Republicans, lost some respect among Republicans because of what happened in Cleveland, and a short time later decided not to run for a second term on the Supreme Court. Other issues were involved as well, but that Cleveland incident seemed to be a real turning point in Gableman's career.
And what did he imagine his post-court career would look like?
So, you know, many Supreme Court justices, after serving on the court, are in a position, if they're not fully retired, to take some significant jobs, maybe with a law firm or a public policy organization. In contrast, Gableman really kind of disappeared from public life. He decides not to seek re-election in 2018. He really kind of stayed below the radar in a public way until 2021, when he was hired by the State Assembly to investigate the 2020 election in Wisconsin.
Do we have any idea what Gableman hopes to do now? And what are his next steps for a settlement with the Office of Lawyer Regulation?
So he has agreed to the proposed settlement, which would require him to give up his law license for 3 years. That still needs approval from what's known as a referee in the case, and then ultimately by the Supreme Court itself. Some irony there in that he, you know, had served on the court for 10 years. One indication, though, that he doesn't appear to have steady employment is that he's in court filings in this disciplinary case indicated that he was trying to raise money to pay for his defense.
That's Tom Kircher of Wisconsin Watch. His new piece about former State Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman is out today. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks, Brady.